Whether you're new to energy healing or an experienced practitioner, there are times when the options in front of us can make the process of deciding which way to go more difficult. I completely understand this because I can recall over a decade ago being in the same situation. What do you learn first, right? Should I meditate first? Should I learn about chakras? Or do I begin with Reiki? What's more, no matter where you start, because energy is everything and intertwined in all that we do, the next question is, what next again? My aim today is to simplify the answer to the what next question. Whether you're just new to energy healing or you're trying to decipher what action you should now take, I'm hopeful this will help you. The first tip is to clear your mind. One of the most difficult things in today's world is keeping the clutter out of our minds. There is so much noise in our world now, which is impressing upon us other people's opinions, other people's desires, needs, expectations, and so forth. So the first thing we should do is allow some time, any time, to meditate. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 5 minutes or less. And note that in many of my courses, I do provide my 5-minute stress relief meditation, which will help clear your mind. The next tip is to simplify your actions. Many times doing and having more seems like the goal in life. But for the process of evolving our inner selves, our spiritual healing selves, many times the goal should be less. What I mean by this is when it's time to decide to take your first or next step on your healing journey, pick your next step and dedicate yourself to that step. There's no race here. No need to overcomplicate, overdo, and multitask multiple modalities, learning, training, and practice all at once. That simply isn't required. To become a truly loving healer, you just need to dive deep into your heart, understand and embrace that thing you're focusing on right now, and enjoy it. The other things will come. You'll learn more over time. Remember, you're evolving yourself as a healer and not a juggler. My next tip is to always follow your heart. I get asked so many times, where should I start? What should I do? And I always say, follow your heart. When deciding what's next, noticing what feels right to you is most likely your next step. But let me clarify, when I say to follow what feels right, I mean from your heart. I don't mean the ego desires of, oh, I want this so it feels right. If your heart squirms, tightens or drops or saddens, those are the signs of distress, which means whatever you're looking at, it's not likely the right next step for you. Your ego mind might be saying, yeah, 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 but your heart's saying, no, no, no. So always listen to your heart. In saying all of this, I realize if you're new to energy healing or perhaps going through a bit of an unbalanced energetic period, which by the way can happen to all of us, you may not have a strong heart connection or ability to listen to or trust your intuitive self. So in lieu of those abilities, I will offer my last tip, which is to begin with my Reiki 1, 2, then Master Course. Now, I created my Reiki 1, 2, and Master Course as a bundle of all levels together because they complement each other. You can go as fast or as slow as you like, so long as you always do tip number 3, which is following your heart. In that course, I literally take you from the very basics of explaining energy healing all the way through to master level. I would say, for those who resonate with my energy, that my Reiki 1, 2, and Master Course is the best place to start. And it doesn't matter if you're brand new or highly experienced to healing, it still provides the greatest springboard for the next steps. So then during or just after the level 1 component of the course, you may want to pause and dive deeper into basic meditation and chakra healing. Then as you progress through and complete level 2 of that course, understanding energetic protection and space clearing is a great idea, and working with pets and animals might also be of interest at that point. Then at master level and after, moving through my distance healing specialty and advanced chakra healing courses will really complement your inner evolution. Now, irrespective of what your next step is, I just want to thank you for taking it. Our world needs more love and light, no matter how much or how little you're adding. Your efforts are valuable and you are valued. Namaste, sweet souls, and good luck on this journey.